This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, my fixer-upper is feeling himself. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met my boyfriend at the car dealership. I was there for an oil change, and he greeted me. There was a long wait time, so during that time, I enjoyed talking to the man. He told me about how he moved in with his son and grandson 2 years ago after his divorce. He told me he is a lead mechanic at the dealership, but he's trying to open his own garage. I felt something for this man and how he's rebuilding his life at age 58. He asked me to have dinner with him, and I said yes. He asked me to take it easy on him because he can tell I like the finer things in life. That humbled me. So on our first date, I ordered a salad out of respect for his financial situation. He needed a lot of TLC because he was rough around the edges. So here we are, 11 months later, and he practically lives with me. I helped him buy a cash car, and I've bought him a lot of clothing and shoes to update his wardrobe. I didn't mind because I see him as my fixer-upper. I finally got him to cut his hair and shave his facial hair. His dental work is all done, and I can see that he's more confident. He's far too handsome to work at the dealership now, so I have encouraged him to look for other jobs. There is just one little thing that's bothering me, though. He has really been feeling himself lately, and he'll brag about how other women flirt with him at work. He told his son that he's back and better than ever, and I didn't like that. He has been hiding his phone lately and coming home a lot later. If he's seeing someone else, I will feel like such a fool after all I've done to uplift this man. Is he going through a phase, or have I fixed him up for the streets? Well, you've definitely fixed him up. For sure you've done that. And I think you fixed him up for someone else as well. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what you're thinking anyway. He's coming home later. You know, he's hiding his phone and all of that. This is a man, not a house that you fixed up. You know, fixer-uppers is usually for houses. You already know what it is. You've done way too much for this ungrateful man. And he just sat back and let you do it all. But who wouldn't? I mean, he has a great life. He looks good thanks to you. You've provided him with a place to live. You put clothes on his back. You put teeth in his mouth. He's a fully grown man. You're taking care of him like he's your son or something. You call him your fixer-upper, but you're getting nothing from him in return. He can't even be respectful to you. I mean, mean, he's hiding his phone, like you said, that you probably pay for at this point. There's only one reason for that. I mean, I think he has something to hide. So please, you got to stop throwing your money away on this man, even though you say you like fixer uppers. Does this man deserve that, though? You got to ask yourself that. I say keep your money and your time and your love to yourself. He should be doing these things for you, not the other way around. Steve?
Lady, I don't understand this letter at all. The subject is my fixer-upper is feeling himself. Now, obviously, this is a woman who likes projects. She has a nurturing spirit, as do a lot of women. But you like projects, and you took this project on, and you've done all of this stuff right here. Let me just start by saying right off the dribble, you have done way too much.
Way.
Because nowhere in this letter do I see a single redeeming quality of this man. Not one time in this letter of all you've done for him have I heard anything that he's done for you. Anything. You met him at a car dealership. You was there for an oil change. He greeted you. It was a long time doing the wait, so you enjoyed talking to him. He told you how he moved with his son and grandson after his divorce. He was a lead mechanic at the dealership, but he tried to open his own garage and all the thing. And you felt something because he was rebuilding his life at 58. He asked you to have dinner with him and everything. And then he asked you to take it easy on him because he could tell you like the finer things in life. That humbled me. So on my first date, I ordered a salad out of respect for his financial situation. Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait. He the lead mechanic. You done humble yourself to where you just ordered a salad. Now, how broke is he? You ask a woman out to dinner, but then you can't afford to take her. Now, you sitting over there eating a salad. I mean, I appreciate the kind gesture, but you got to start looking, because after this, I saw nothing else. All he did was ask you to go out to dinner. He needed a lot of TLC because he was rough around the edges. So now you say 11 months later and he lived with you. You bought him a cash car, which probably means a car for cash. I don't know. I don't know if cash car's an app or something. Anyway, you helped buy him a cash car. I bought him a lot of clothes and shoes for his wardrobe. I didn't mind because I see him as my fixer-upper. You should have saw him as your man or something. He's far too handsome to work at the dealership now. You done got him to shave his facial hair and do his teeth. Girl, bye.
Hang on, Steve. Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my fixer-upper is feeling himself. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my fixer-upper is feeling himself. Wow.
Here's a lady that likes projects and she's done so much for this man. But nowhere in this letter do I see where the man has done anything for her. He got a divorce. He's 58. He moved in town with his son, his grandson. He's the lead mechanic at the dealership. She went to get an oil change. He's the lead mechanic. He had to wait for a long time. So they sat down and talked. She discovered all these wonderful things about him. And, you know, then he invited her to dinner and she said yes. Then he said, take it easy on me because I can tell you like the finer things in life. So she's sitting up there at the dinner table to order the salad. I mean, I work with you, but damn, I can't get no protein. I can't get chicken. Chicken. That's usually a nice, safe, cheap item. He needed a lot of TLC because he was rough around the edges. So then she jumps the story. Here we are 11 months later. He practically lives with me. I helped him buy a car. I done bought him a lot of clothes and shoes, updated wardrobe. And then she said, I don't mind because I see him as my fixer-upper. Here's a woman who likes projects. I finally got him to cut his hair, shave his facial hair. His dental work is all done. And I can see that he's more confident. Then the lady said he's far too handsome to work at the dealership now. So I've encouraged him to look for other jobs. But there's just one little thing bothering me now. He been feeling himself lately. And he'll brag about how other women flirt with him at work. He told his son he's back and better than ever. I didn't like that. He been hiding his phone. He comes in a lot later. If he's seeing someone else, I feel so much like a fool after all I've done to uplift this man. Is he going through a phase or have I fixed him up from the streets? What has he done for you? I haven't heard anything. Has he made your life more financially comfortable? I don't think so, because you're spending a lot of money fixing him up. And that's probably your money. And then, what has he given you? Look, he's hiding his phone. He's coming home later. I mean, like, I can't help this dude right here. You got him fixed up for the streets. He ain't never had no attention before. You done took little Mr. Fixer up or little Mr. Raggedy Mouth. Don't cut his hair. He ain't got no clothes. What did you see in him? All you saw was a project. You couldn't have saw. You done got his teeth done, got him to cut his facial hair. He gets haircuts now, and now he wear clothes.
Got him a car.
I mean, he live with you. Lady.
Too much.
He's done. If you bought him all that stuff, that means he ain't bought you nothing. If you done spent all this money fixing him up, you've taken money from yourself to fix him up. Did you want a fixer-upper or did you want a husband? Did you want a fixer-upper or did you want a partner? Did you want a fixer-upper or did you want someone that you can plan with? Because I ain't heard nothing about y'all plans. So, lady, you've done too much.
She says...
Let him go on out there in them streets and let him have it. But let me tell you something, though. He just got fixed up at 58. He don't know what he need to know. You don't all of a sudden get to look and ain't got no substance behind the look. Because right now, you might as well just fixed up this big old pretty nothing-ass man.
Well, if she says that, I didn't mind because I see him as my fixer-upper. So, yeah, she was looking for, but she likes a good project.
But I'm saying, though, you need, if you're going to do this for a man, it's got to be more than for a project. He's got to have some redeeming qualities to say, man, with a little bit of help, I can push him over the top.
Right. Yeah.
So now he wants to open his own garage one day, but you say he too handsome to work at the dealership. What? What do that mean?
Right. So what, is he going to quit?
He too handsome to work at the dealership. So where is he finna go get this job for pretty men? what job is that?
What?
I don't know what job is that. Junior, can't ask Tommy because I don't want to be Tommy. Keep Tommy's mic off because I don't want him to try to jump in here. Like,
she over there eating salad.
Yeah, he over there eating salad.
Yeah.
He over here with some new shoes on and some teeth.
She's eating salads for him. Yeah, this is too much. She's done too much. She's done way too much. Way too much for this man. Yeah.
Yeah.
58. All right. You can leave your comments. Oh, okay, Tommy. Steve asked a question.
What'd you say, big girl?
I didn't ask no question.
Would you... You know I'm being messy right now. You wanted to know where do they hire cute men? Where are jobs for cute men?
Yeah, leave your comments. Ready to love.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.